Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve Tybor joins us now from 8 Days of Hope, an organization that is sending a whole bunch of volunteers down to Florida to help rebuild after Hurricane Ian. Steve, thanks for being with us this morning. You're down there right now. What your first impression when you got there after the hurricane hit?
You know, we've been doing this for 17 years, and you always think you know what you're going to see, but every time it's a little bit different. You know, this was the perfect storm. You know, Hurricane Harvey was mainly flooding, 330,000 homes flooded. Hurricane Michael was a windstorm. Hurricane Ian was both. So, you know, when you're at Fort Myers Beach area and the towns that are nearby, it's complete devastation. And then even, you know, 60 miles away, the tree damage laying on fences and roofs and the shingles that have been lost, it's quite extensive.
So, Steve, you know, at this initial stage here, are you rebuilding yet or are you still kind of clearing things away?
Yeah, you're right. The rebuilding will not happen for multiple months because there's so many things that have to happen. Insurance companies have to be able to get in there safely, have a place to stay. And there's so many homes that have been damaged. Pretty much what we've been doing since Sunday is the homes that flooded, you need to get all the moisture out of the house. And so the volunteers, you know, if the flood, like in Fort Myers, if you had a house that had 6 feet of water, we cut everything out 7 feet. So from 7 feet down, drywall, insulation, the flooring, the carpets, the furniture, you know, the refrigerator, the stove, the cabinets, everything has to be taken to the curb. I mean, it's quite a visual mess. And it's so humbling to be a part of that. And then very quickly, you know, we bring in commercial dehumidifiers and fans. I mean, God has blessed us with $500,000 of equipment, just of dehumidifiers and fans. Every house will have those in them for about 3 to 4 days. We dry it out and then we send a team in to spray it for mold because that's going to be the next big issue. No one's talking about that yet, but in the next 10 days, 14 days, 3 weeks, that's going to be a hot topic because mold will set in pretty quickly.
And this has to be done on how many properties, right? I mean, countless all around Florida. When you know, kind of spell it out for us, and then you think about the scope of the work, it sounds almost insurmountable.
You know, it can be overwhelming at times, but, you know, it's one family at a time. I mean, yesterday, you know, we had a chance to serve, you know, about 8 to 10 families. That's not a lot. But then today's another 10 families, and tomorrow's 20 families, and the next day is more volunteers show up. So far we have volunteers from 32 states, many Western New Yorkers from Batavia, Alma, Orchard Park. I know there's churches in the city of Buffalo who've contacted us and said, hey, how long are you going to be there? Because we want to send a team down. We're going to announce next week, love to do that on WBN, but we're going to announce next week that we're going to extend our time in Florida. The need is great. We had said we're going to be there for the entire month of October. But we're not going to be able to leave and feel good about, you know, the fact that, you know, yes, you helped out people, but there's more that needs to be done. So this is going to be a marathon. This is not a sprint. There's no quick fix here.
You know, you're seeing people at their weakest. I mean, they're most vulnerable right there. How are they responding when you show up?
Well, first of all, they're still in shock. I mean, because yesterday we met some families that had been gone since the hurricane, and we happened to be in a subdivision that had 8 feet of water, and we were watching people come back and see their house for the first time. And it's overwhelming. You know, it's overwhelming for us as volunteers to be standing next to people who are seeing the first glimpse of the devastation. You know, so many times our volunteers, we just sit there and we let them cry on our shoulders. We hug them. You know, we bring them a hot meal, we pray with them, we try to encourage them, and then very quickly help them. But it's humbling. People are in a daze, they're in shock, but they are so grateful that people have traveled the country to come serve them. As one lady told me 2 days ago, you don't know me, I don't know you, but I'll never forget you. I mean, we just want to love and serve people in need, and right now the need is great in Florida.
It's incredible, the service that you're providing. The outpouring of support that's come to you in terms of volunteers, anyone looking to help, what's that been like?
It's been really strong. You know, we have traveled the country for 17 years. We're pretty much still an all-volunteer organization. 50,000 volunteers have traveled the country with us as we've responded to almost 70 disasters. So we have a strong volunteer base, but what I love what's going on right now, you know, people have been sitting on the sidelines for multiple years for multiple reasons, and yet we're all looking for a way to give back. If it's hosting somebody on a radio show, you're using your gifts to get the story out. If it's a single mom that goes down there and makes sandwiches for the volunteers, she's using her gifts. But if people right now are looking for a way to get back involved and, you know, get off the sidelines, and right now the opportunity in Florida is great, and people can volunteer with us. Remember, it's free. We provide food and lodging. You just have to get to Florida. Right now, Sarasota and Fort Myers is where we're at.
And what do you need? Is it money? Is it funding?
You know, we're a faith-based ministry, interdenominational. You know, we believe that God always provides. We tell people this. We have partners. They cover our fixed cost. Everything that you want to donate to help out with Hurricane Ian, we're a very unique organization. It doesn't mean that we're the best or that we're great, but everything that's donated right now goes 100% to families in need to Ian. It's 100% passed through. Nothing's taken out for, you know, a salary or a truck or any of our equipment. That's already been taken care of. We need people. It's simple. We need people. If you can get to Florida, you don't have to be skilled. We're tarping roofs, we're doing chainsaw work, but we're mucking out houses and pulling limbs to the road, and we're making sandwiches and feeding people. We have a laundry trailer that is in Fort Myers. People are doing their laundry, just giving them the dignity to do their laundry. We're doing laundry for them as well. Just the little things mean so much right now.
Well, it's good to know, and anything anybody can do to help. Where do they find you, Steve?
8daysofhope.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Man, you know, even if... even just a simple quick prayer for these families. Again, you know, the other day I met a lady, Miss Amy. They had just finished renovating their house. They had 8 feet of water. Her and her two teenage daughters were in the attic praying that the water didn't come up. When the water receded, and she said, "Steve, I just kept praying and praying." And then she said, "Next day, volunteers showed up, helped me clean out my house and gut out my house." She's overwhelmed. She says, "Steve, I'm exhausted." But she said, "Right now, I feel like there's some hope."
Steve, we're going to keep checking in with you, but thank you very much for this morning.
Well, God bless you guys. Thanks for having me, and again, thanks for sharing the story of the need in Florida.
That's Steve Tybor with 8daysofhope.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.